give your life for our generation. Taking up the cross in love for you, our King. Counting all but lost as we raise our voice and sing. Do or die, that's our cry. We'll give to one another. We'll lay down our will. We'll give our life. We'll give our life for our brother. But you will, no matter where, to reach all the lost, to live the words of our prophet, no matter what the cost. You would die. That's a cry. We commit our
Thank the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad to have you here today on this broadcast of a Deliverance Today, the Oasis Church Ministry. And we're glad to be here with you this day after Thanksgiving. I hope that each of you had a good dinner yesterday and the grace of God. You enjoyed it and you gave the Lord thanks. As he has been good to all of us, even though, yes, many of us have had difficult times and faced difficult situations in life, but still we're blessed to know the Lord. If you're born again, you know him, and you are very blessed. You have much to be thankful for. Much to be thankful for this day. And so we're going to go ahead and get into some current news, let you know a little bit of what's going on out there. And so glad to have you here this evening. The Lord be with you and bless you, and may he just continue to encourage you so that you can continue to just continue to be bold in Jesus and thank the Lord daily. Continue to be delivered from the enemy in every area of your life. Walmart mass shooter's paranoid suicide note said that he was led by Satan and harassed by idiots with low intelligence who gave him twisted grins, mocked him, and celebrated his downfall before going down with six co-workers. You know, I think the demons had a hold of him. Yeah, obviously for what he said there. And the shooter in Colorado at the gay nightclub is a non-binary homosexual who, uses they, them pronouns and MX instead of Mr. Of course, the left went crazy saying, oh, it's the anti-LGBTQ and the white supremacy, when it was nothing of the sort, as usual. But anyway, it's sad that people died and will never get another chance to be born again, never get another chance to, if they weren't born again. And unlikely that they were, especially in the gay bar shooting, maybe in Walmart, but unlikely that any of them were saved in the other place. So it's sad. Never get another opportunity to have Jesus into their hearts. And here we have Christianity Today magazine praising same-sex marriage bill and calls it a good day's work. Well, no, it's a bad day. If you knew what's in that bill, you'd know it wasn't a good thing at all. If you look at it and see what they're really doing. A woman transitions to a man and becomes the first openly transgender man, which really is a woman, ordained to old Catholic priesthood. Well, strange days, isn't it? National Black Farmers Association president says Biden administration hasn't done anything about China buying up U.S. farms and U.S. farmland, including the House Secretary, Tom Vilsack. So whatever, the Agriculture House, whatever Secretary, he didn't do anything either. So I guess they're just all wanting to sell the land to China. Let them all just buy it all up, huh? What kind of place is it going to be if that all happens and takes place? Major Disney shakeup been going on after a massive stock decline. People are dumping the perverted organization. That's right. Good for them. I was never a member, didn't want to be, and wouldn't give my money to them. But also the CEO, Bob Chapek, has been replaced by the former CEO. Stocks have dropped over 40% this year, and is at a 20-year low. Well, that's good. People are speaking with their money. Devils, you're not going to prosper. You need to wake up. You're not doing what God wants. And so you can't expect any blessing on what you're doing. Satan's blessing is just a curse, so there's no blessing there. Elon Musk Twitter reinstates Donald Trump, Jordan Peterson, and Babylon Bee, and number of others. In fact, he announces an amnesty for all suspended Twitter accounts, all of them. Well, they could all just get back on and say what they want to say, huh? Well, this may be somewhat good anyway, but I don't know about the Musk. I tell you, looked at his mom. She definitely looked like an occult practitioner. So, yeah, who are these people? What they really up to? What's going on? 249 United Methodist churches vote to leave the Methodist denomination over the acceptance of homosexuality and LGBTQ beliefs into the denomination, or should I call it into the abomination, I could say. Yeah, so good for the 249 churches stepping out of there. They don't have to be a part of that. So get out of there. Get out of that abomination while you can, huh? And stand up for righteousness. Christian persecution, though, is escalating. In 18 countries, report finds. That's right. Well, just in Nigeria alone, at least 4,000 Christians have been killed in 2022 and 2,300 more abducted. Who knows what happened to them? In a slave market? This is sad. Need to pray for the persecuted saints. Iran punishes Christians with stiff prison sentences. So, you know, it's looking like, you know, a day of persecution is coming greater and greater, and it's already here, and it may be coming here, right? We're already seeing it happen. You know, the present administration doesn't like Christians. You know, Biden White House finally admits, though, chemtrails are a real thing. That's right. Of course, the media blackout, of course, is on that. They're not going to let it get out, but that's what the Biden White House finally admits to, that chemtrails are real and is really poisoning people. Just go to geoengineering.org. You know, you could read about that there and see pictures and things. All right, so that's all the news tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm giving thanks today and every day for you and for this broadcast, this ministry, sharing tonight the word. We're going to open up in prayer here, and we're going to get into it. And I believe it'll bless you, what we have to share tonight. And thank God for each of you. Thank God that you are concerned about your spiritual welfare enough to listen to this broadcast here and be a part of this service here online. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we just do praise God for everyone who has listened to this program, Lord. All the people, Lord, over the years, we've been doing this many years, and I first went on another broadcast in 2010, and we've been doing it ever since then, nonstop. And here we are in 2022, almost going to be 2023. That's 12 years, Lord. We thank you for that, and thank you for all those who have listened, those who have been ministered to, those who have been delivered, and most importantly, those who have been born again through the sharing of your word and sharing the things of God with people, Lord. We thank you for these things, Lord. We thank you for, Lord, all the people who have supported the ministry over the years, Father, and kept us doing what we've been doing, Father, and just thank you for all those who have been delivered, Lord, and those who have come to Montana to be delivered from demons too, Lord. We thank you for the great work you've done in their lives. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now in people's lives, Father, that you are never going to leave us nor forsake us. Your word has told us that, and I believe your word. And therefore, I live like my Lord will always be with me, because he is always with me, because he promised to be with me. And I know he'll do the same for you. I'm no better than anybody else, Lord. So I thank you there's no partiality with God, Lord. And you bless every righteous person with all the blessings that they will believe you for. And I praise you for that. I praise you, Lord, that we can believe and receive, Father, today. And we can stand in the promises of God that are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And we praise you for every good and great and precious promise in Christ Jesus. We give you the glory for it. And we thank you for answering prayers tonight. We thank you, Lord, for answering prayers for people's family members. Yes, I prayed with my possibly a future son-in-law, and he received the Lord a month or so or two ago, and thank God for that. And he's been walking with Jesus since then, and the Lord, he told me the Lord had been dealing with him before that, and he was ready to receive the Lord. So praise God for that. So certainly wouldn't want my daughter to marry an unbeliever. So praise God, and he's been going to church too, and praise God for this young man. Lord, praise God for him, and I thank you for that, and I thank you for others whom we've led to the Lord over the years, Father. We thank you, Lord, for family members of the listeners tonight that need to get born again that are not yet, and Lord, we those that have wandered from the way, Lord, that they will get right with you and come back, Lord, fully with all their hearts and serve you. We praise you, Lord, for speaking to them by the Holy Spirit and convicting them in Jesus' name. And we bind the demons that have blinded and captivated them in Jesus' name. And we pray their eyes be open in Jesus' name, their ears be open in Jesus' name. And we break the grip of darkness over them in the name of Jesus. They are coming home to Jesus in Jesus' name. We declare that. And we thank you for it in advance, Lord, even though maybe we haven't seen the actual manifestation of that yet, Lord. But we thank you for the manifestation of that. We thank you for, Lord, these people that are parts of the families of people that listen to the program, to the broadcast, Lord, that they will be saved and they will serve you, Father. They will follow you with all their hearts, Lord. For time is short, Lord. We know we're living in the latter days, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for just bringing many people in. The harvest is great, Lord. So, Lord, bring out the harvesters, Father. Convict people about their need to be bold and share their faith with people today, Father. We thank you for that, Lord. We just cover the broadcast tonight and ask you to bless it, Father, and minister to it. And we bind every demon in Jesus' name from hindering it in any way, shape, or form. In the name of Jesus, we cover every person listening with the precious blood of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name, we give you all the glory for what you're going to do right now and what you will continue to do. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God for all his good things, all his good blessings that he has blessed us with. All right, let's get into this. Breaking through the darkness. And that's the title tonight, Breaking Through the Darkness. Have you broke through your darkness, or are you just overwhelmed by darkness lately? Has the darkness been just running your life lately? Or have you been running that darkness out in Jesus' name? You know, people have been captivated by the darkness and captured by the darkness in our world for generations and generations and decades on and on it goes. I mean, people are being captured by the darkness today in our country, in our world. And I'm not just talking unbelievers when I'm talking about this either. However, that is definitely true of the unbeliever. They are definitely captured. But how many believers are captured? I want to look at believers, too, because we're mainly talking to believers here tonight. And some who have been believers a long time or were raised in the church and got born again at a young age often are infected in their lives with darkness and by darkness. And the things of this life and the world that slip into believers' life, not just those who are long time born again, not just those who were raised in the church, but all believers this can happen to. They slip into believers' lives, and if they ever had any zeal and excitement about the Lord, the darkness has whittled it away and whittled it down to nothing or almost nothing. And the fire has just seemed to be just a little, you know, what do you call it, a pilot light going. But there's so much more than just a pilot light Christianity, right? There's a full blaze Christianity. And that's what God has called us to. He didn't call us to be, you know, just little pilot lights. No, he said we're a city set on a hill. He said, let your light shine, not let your pilot light shine. But, hey, there's a little light there in the pilot light, so let it shine too. But, hey, they don't seem to ever get excited about Jesus and the things of God. And the darkness has moved in, and demons have toned down people's walk with Jesus. You know, we don't need to tone it down. We need to tone it up. I mean, we need to turn Jesus up in all of our lives. But, you know, they're not concerned that people around them are mostly all going to hell. I mean, they're Christians, and they believe they're saved, but they have a don't-care-too-much attitude. They live mainly for themselves, everything revolves around them. The darkness has slipped into their lives and is remaining there and becoming a stronghold as these spirits just dig in deep. And they may even be living in a demonically created fantasy. I know many people live their life out of the eyes of looking at life through their fantasy of life, and it doesn't always turn out the way their little fantasy is, okay? I mean, this is not Fantasy Island, folks. This is, where the rubber meets the road in the nasty now, where we deal with the devil every day, and life is not a fantasy, okay? This is the real thing, the real deal, and we only get one opportunity, and after that, the judgment. You know, we all are appointed unto death once. Now, if Jesus doesn't come first, right, we're all going to die physically, and unless Jesus comes, and that would be awesome if we be among those numbers that will look up and see him coming in the clouds of glory. That'd be great. But a lot of Christians living in a fantasy. Many people do and live, and their life must cater to them. Yeah, whole life catered to them and their fantasy of how life should be and how they want to see it, and they try to make sure everything goes that way, and if it doesn't, they're a little upset, right? They get upset, they get out of sorts, and the demons really have a heyday with them. But what if the early church let themselves continue to be invaded by the darkness? There would have been little evangelism, and they probably would not have traveled the world sharing Jesus and casting out demons, doing miracles, signs, and wonders. But you know, God has called you and me to take our land for Jesus. That's right, take it in the name of Jesus for the Lord. And the best way I know to do that is just one-on-one, talking to people, praying with people, casting the demons out of people, and doing it in one place at a time, taking a business away from the devil, taking portions of land away from the devil, going anointing land with oil and walking over it with authority. See, the more we increase, and by the way, that's really what we're called for, is, we need to increase, not decrease. You know, and I know we need as an individual to decrease, and Christ must increase, of course, like John the Baptist said, but we're called to increase in more power, and the more we increase in power, then the more we'll be able to take the land from the enemy, see? And it's going to take power to defeat the devil, and we have the power available. You know that. The power is available to you. It's been given already at the cross 2,000 years ago. He said, it is finished. That's right. And when it was finished, he died on the cross, and he brought forth power to the people of God. So it's going to take power to win this land to Jesus, and people are in gross darkness. That's right, and they're controlled by the gross darkness too. You know that, right? They're controlled by the darkness, but the winning of the land, of the cities, of the people must start with you and me. And don't look at your neighbor, you know. Don't look at your neighbor. Look at Jesus and look at you. Because God has called each of us to be a bold witness. Okay? Are you a bold witness today? Are you being a bold witness? Or are you ashamed of Jesus? Okay? God has called each of us to be a bold witness for him. And you know, I've heard from several that said that, actually one person said it sounds choppy. Other people said they don't hear that. So if it's choppy on your end, let me know. You know, put something in the chat room or something that I'll know, because only one person said that so far. All right. So what's going on out there? What do you think? We need to come to a place where we quit expecting someone else to do the job and realize if the job is going to get done, we're the ones who are going to have to do it, right? People are going to hell, lots and lots of them. Due to the jabs, many more are going much quickly, you know, much more quickly than they were going too, right? Of course they are. unfortunately, a lot of people have been dying. Of course, the media, mainstream media, they're not going to tell you about that. They're not going to tell you why they're dying, of course. And the fact of the matter is they're dying from getting the jabs. The jabs are just a terrible thing for people's body. It destroys the immune system, from what I understand. And that's a tragic thing, to see people in such condition. But, you know, we've been commissioned from above into God's army. And we're all members of God's army, people. And we need to be bold as a lion. And if you're having a problem here, maybe you call in, try calling back in, log out, call back in, maybe to come in clear. John 4, 34, 30-37. Let's read there. It says here, and herein is that saying true. One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that wherein you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of that woman, which testified, he told me all that I ever did. Remember, the Samaritan woman went in and spoke up. Yeah, say not, harvest will come later. Right? Like it says in verse 35, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are not, they are white to the harvest. They're white to the harvest now. People are ready to receive Jesus. There are people everywhere ready to receive Jesus, okay? And it says here to look up. You know, most people are so busy looking at their own lives and looking at all the problems they have, they never look up and see the world going to hell around them. They're just too busy with their life and their family. I mean, look up at the people around you. Get a vision and realize time is short. Jesus is coming. These people are all going to hell for the most part. And if we don't win them, then who is going to win them? For some, it's now or never, because they aren't going to make it much longer, okay? In verse 36, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, and both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together, okay? So, yeah, someone else may have sowed, and this person is just ready to receive, and you just speak a little one, two, three sentences into their life, and they'll receive Jesus, but you won't ever know unless you ask them. Okay? So you'll gather fruit unto eternal life. And these people that you have a part in bringing to Jesus, and you may just be one who sows into their life a few words too. Someone else will reap. But you're going to take a part in that reward into eternity with you because you spoke into their life something. See, because not everybody's ready right this moment to receive Jesus. Some are in a process of getting ready to receive Jesus. And you may speak something into their life that will prepare them for that day when they do receive Jesus. Or you may speak something in their life and they reject Jesus, and they're going to have to say on the day of judgment, hey, yeah, didn't so-and-so tell you something about Jesus? Didn't he tell you something about me? And you didn't respond. You rejected. But see, that's not most people's thing. I mean, they are subdued by the devil in darkness, and the demons have their tongues. They're afraid to speak up. But remember, you won't take that house. You won't take those clothes on your back. You won't take your automobile. You won't take your job. You won't take your money. These things will all pass away. None of them are going with you into eternity, okay? They're not going into eternity with you. Right? These things will all pass away and are passing away, and they're wearing out, some of them, as we speak here right now. So what are we taking into eternity? Well, we lay up treasure in heaven, and we also take people that we lead to Jesus, or we speak into their lives and someone else leads to Jesus. Isaiah 55:1, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me and hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the true mercies, the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that know not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord, unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye unto him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and we'll have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Hallelujah. Call upon the Lord while he may be found, because it comes the time, night cometh when no man can work. So why is amassing things on this earth so important? Why is it just getting he with the most toys, you know, when he dies? You know, no, that's not how it works. No. You aren't going to take your toys with you. There is no U-Haul behind the hearse, right? We aren't going to be in this system for very long. This system is passing away. The earth and the fashion thereof passeth away. Why aren't we seeking after the heavenly things, the things that really count? Why aren't we calling upon Jesus for people to be brought into the kingdom? I mean, in order to have confidence to win people, there's going to have to be a burning desire in your spirit to follow Jesus and be pleasing to him by the power of his spirit in you because you love him. This desire is going to have to surpass all your fear of man and what people are going to think or say about you. You know, most people are bound by the fear of man. Fear of men's spirit, a very strong spirit for most people. They get controlled by what other people are going to think about them. And for too long, God's people have won no people to the Lord because they're paralyzed by the fear of rejection, fear of what people think, the fear of man that bringeth a snare. So next, in order to have confidence, you're going to have to believe that God's word about you, what it says is true. Whatever God says about you is true. Do you believe whatever God says about you is true? The Bible says the wicked flee when no man pursue it, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Do you see yourself that way? Do you believe that about yourself? Huh? Do you believe it? Oh, yeah, I believe it, Pastor. Really? Well, then act like you do. See, the proof of your claim believing is in your actions. Okay? If you really believe something, you're going to act like it's true. You're not going to just talk like it's true. You're going to act like it's true. There's got to be action to prove you believe it. If there's no action, there's really no real true belief of something, because if you believe something, you're going to act like it's true. You're going to act like it is happening right now. Psalm 5:12, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. I'm compassed with blessing and with favor as a shield. You have the blessing of the Lord about you. Even favor of God is surrounding you like a shield. Do you believe that? You got to act like that. So, see? You got to act like it every day. Even the favor of God, see, as a shield is around you. You say, well, I'm the shy type, though. Well, give me the chapter and verse for shyness. Tell me you're the shy type. Well, give me the chapter and verse. You can't find one. I just read you one that says you're not the shy type. It says the righteous are bold as a lion. That doesn't say anything about the righteous are shy as a little mouse. No, I don't think so. So if you can't back up your excuse with Scripture, you don't have any excuse. But demons have unlimited excuses, and what do they do with them? They plant them in the mind. How many times have we all made excuses that were planted there by demons, and we just parroted what the demon said? We just believed what the demon said. See, people often spend endless days listening to demons in their minds. They can't, why they can't do this, or why, you know, this isn't going to work out for them, or why that so-and-so is never going to seemingly get right with God, or they're just a hopeless case and nobody could fix them, and why this is so wrong with them, or why they better be very afraid. I mean, why life looks so hopeless, or their money problems that they have are so horrible, and looking at my family, oh my, what are we ever going to do with the family problems? And demons will actually control people's minds with endless nothingness, right? Things that, you know, are just endless nothingness in their mind to keep them occupied with anything but Jesus, with anything but being bold, with anything but, you know, sharing Jesus and being living a bold life in Christ. See, because the battle for the mind is always ongoing. You know that, right? I mean, it's always ongoing. So, you know, you're going to have to whoop this demons that are attacking your mind. You're going to have to stand against them if you want to win, if you want to be bold, if you want to walk as a victorious believer. See, so if a believer doesn't fill their mind with the Word and with Jesus, this is going to happen. They'll be dominated by these demonic thoughts. And so many believers have continual struggles with the darkness in their mind, and yet they don't know what's going on. They don't understand that this is just a work of demons. This is just a work of the enemy to occupy their mind with anything but Jesus, with anything but the things of God, with anything but meditating on Him day and night, with meditating on Jesus day and night, which is what we should be focusing on, with anything but praising God and worshiping Him and giving Him thanks. See, they got to occupy your mind. See, they want to occupy your mind with themselves and the endless thoughts about little things and seemingly big things too, but things that will, you know, can easily be taken care of by casting every care on the Lord and bringing your requests and make them known to the Lord and leaving them there with Jesus once you make them known to Him, and leaving your cares there with Jesus once you cast them on the Lord. Don't keep taking them back, picking them up and letting them just eat you up with the demons, you know, continually ranting and raving in your mind about them, so that you get all worried and stressed out and in high anxiety about all the things going on in this life, in this world, see? And that's what many believers spend all their time, continually struggling with the darkness in their mind. They fail to see the roots of their mental issues and difficulties and the things that are occupying their thoughts and their thinking. They fail to see the root of it. They fail to see that they have a demon problem. They have a spiritual problem that the enemy is being allowed to build a stronghold, or has already built one and has a continual interruption of thoughts with their thoughts, the demonic thoughts, and they're placing them in there to continually manifest to keep you irritated, troubled, and bothered, and always thinking about things, endlessly thinking about over and over, rolling things over and over in your mind, and yeah, just to continue like a little irritation, like the pebble in the clam, right, that forms the pearl, is continually irritating there until it forms into the pearl. But, you know, that's another story for, can be used about the Lord doing a work in us too. But anyway, how many know demons strongly influence so many Christians' mind, and they still don't see it? We're going to have to simply know that the enemy wants to dominate our minds, and we need to arm ourselves and against it, because it is a fact of life. And it's, the sooner that you accept that this is a fact of life and you know what's going on, the sooner you can arm yourself against it, or you can stand against it, or you can begin to rout those devils out of your mind. And like the Bible says, casting down every vain imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. See, we have the knowledge of Christ. It's in the Word of God. He gave us His Word. He left us with His Word, and He left us with the Holy Spirit to make the Word alive in us, so that when we read the Word, it's going to be quickened and anointed by the Holy Spirit to speak into our life and to break the shackles of demons as we receive it into our lives and apply it into our lives, see? And we need to break those shackles and come out from among the dominion of darkness, see? And no longer let that happen in our mind. We got to take our minds back from the devil. Right, and not let them just have free range in our lives. You know, like the free range chicken, they just eat wherever they want to out there in the field. Well, we got these free range devils that are just eating wherever they want to in our minds, and we're not doing anything about it. We need to do something about it, see? Not go through life being ignorant of Satan's many, many various devices of evil and darkness and control over humanity. We're going to have to prepare ourselves and engage in spiritual warfare for our mind. Our mind. Remember, it's my mind, not the devil's mind. Okay? God gave you a mind, and He wants you to use it and take it from the enemy, because He gave you the authority to do it, see? But how many are doing it today? Amen. Well, we need to prepare ourselves and engage in warfare for the mind. And we need to test our thoughts, too, to see if there are demons in those thoughts. because many, many times, and more times than not, we're going to have demons in those thoughts. And we need to see and know where these thoughts come from. And if they're coming from the dark, they're going to have to be removed, not entertained and left to do whatever they want to do. We don't want to entertain devils, you know. Just like the Bible says, some have entertained angels unaware. Well, that's just not only holy angels, but unholy angels they've entertained unaware too. See, and we don't want to go around entertaining unholy angels and demons when we should not be doing that, because it's detrimental to our spiritual health and spiritual walk and even our physical life as well. So we need to see and know where these thoughts are coming from. All right? They're going to have to be removed if they're coming from the devil. All right? Not allowed to rot away our minds. A lot of minds are rotting away with the demons in them. I mean, demons don't have any life in them. They have death in them, and they cause you to rot in your mind. I mean, they bring rotting thoughts into your mind. They need trash thoughts into your mind to just unload their garbage pails in your mind. That's what's going on, and you're listening to the garbage, and the garbage is controlling you when it should be the Holy Spirit. You're listening to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is controlling you. The Word is controlling you, but oh my, but that's not always the case, is it? Rotting away in the mind and bringing that influence of darkness upon us. We don't want that. Quit dwelling on these thoughts, because, in essence, you're dwelling on demons when you dwell on those thoughts that they put up in there, right? And in order to have confidence to win in the battle and win people to Jesus, you're going to have to know your authority. And you're going to take your mind back, you got to know your authority. If you're going to take people out of darkness and make believers out of them by the power of the Holy Spirit, then you're going to have to know your authority and have confidence to win. Okay? You're going to have to know your authority to have confidence to win. Let's look at Jude 22 and 23 here real quick like this. Jude 22, it says, "And of some have compassion, making a difference, and of others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, because they're just so filthy with sin, right? But you have the authority to pull them out of the fire of hell with the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit in you. You have the authority to do that. The hell that the devil has them living in. How many know the devil has a lot of people living in hell? He's got a lot of Christians living in some hell too, when they aren't supposed to be living in hell, but they're supposed to be living in a little bit of heaven, right? Taste and see that the Lord is good, the Bible says, not the taste of the devil and see how much hell he can put into your life and how miserable he can make you. How many know that a lot of Christians are very miserable today because the devil's been allowed in? Whether they know they've allowed the enemy in or not, they may not know that, but he has been allowed in. Luke 10:16. "He that heareth you, heareth me. And he that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me." That's kind of the case, isn't it, right? That's the way it is. "And the 70 returned again that he sent out with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. And he told them then, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Okay, so do you believe that today? "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Hallelujah. Your names are written in heaven. That's the thing we really rejoice about. "But nevertheless, the spirits are subject to you. And he's given us power over to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by means hurt you." You believe that? You have the power to defeat the devil in people's lives as well as your own. Okay? But people have to be willing, right? The Bible says if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. You'll eat the good of heaven. Every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. But if you're not willing, then how many know that you can't go across person's will? If they don't want to receive Jesus, they're unwilling to receive Jesus, well, at this time anyway, then you can't make them receive Jesus, right? But you have the power to take authority over the devils that have them blinded, and then they can see about making their decision. Take authority over the blindness in their eye. Take authority over the blind condition that people are living in today. Hallelujah. Many times you need to bind the devil before you can lead the person to Jesus. because there's so much demonic opposition going on there. And in order to win somebody to Jesus too, you're going to have to know who you are in Christ Jesus and who Christ Jesus is inside of you. See, do you know who you are today? Do you believe who you are? Do you walk like who you are? Or are you walking like something else? See, we gotta know who Christ is in us. Amen? We gotta walk that way. See, we're now sons and daughters of God Almighty, the ruler of the universe, high above all, with every name subject to him. And the reason many have no success is because they don't really believe what God's word says. See, they have no success in leading people to the Lord. They have no success in overcoming the enemy. It's because they don't really believe what God's word says. We just read Luke 10:16-20. What did God say? He said, we have all authority over the enemy. They have the preaching every week. They hear the preaching every week, but it produces no change, no challenge, no freedom, no faith. Why is that going on? Why is there no change? Why is there no freedom? Why is there no operation walking this out, what they've heard? Because these only have a head knowledge. A lot of people have a lot of head knowledge, head full of knowledge, but head knowledge of the word produces nothing. It needs to get in the spirit where it in the heart you believe, the Bible says, in the heart you believe. In the head there's no believing, but in the heart there is believing. In the spirit there is believing because the word says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. So today there are a lot of Christians with a head full, but an empty heart, an empty spirit. Other than the Holy Spirit, they're born again, right? But the heart is empty. It's just not filled up to overflowing. See, if you know him in the spirit, you'll be strong and you'll act on the word. And God wants us to act on the word. Faith without works or action is dead. That's what the Bible says in James. In other words, it produces no result. But you don't have any action to your faith, there's no result produced by the faith. We need to see the manifestation of God and the promises of his word to us, right? We need to see the manifestation of it, not just hear it and have it in our head. We need to act like it's true, and we believe it, see? We got to act like it's true, and we have to believe it. And if you don't believe it, you know, like if you don't believe your car will run and take you somewhere, take you to work, you never put the key in the ignition, will you? And turn it because you don't believe it's going to take you anywhere. So why put the key in the ignition and turn it if I don't believe it'll start up when I do? And so many believers have a knowledge that something is true, but they never put the key into the ignition to drive the car. So is just knowledge faith? No, faith without action is dead. No faith. It's no faith. It's canceled out because there's no action with it. Faith steps out. Faith turns the key on and starts the car and drives off. See? So many just give lip service to the word today. We got a lot of lip service people today. A lot of lip service Christians today. Oh, yeah, I believe that word. Yeah, boy, I tell you what, I heard that word and it was sure good. What you doing with it? Well, I heard it, you know. I heard the word, you know. Yeah. Be not hearers only, but doers of the word. You know, be not hearers only, deceiving your own self, but be ye doers of the word, right? That's what the word says. Be doers, not hearers only, deceiving your own self, huh? And James, that's what it says. So what's going on here? Why are they not stepping out? Why are they not, why don't they start the car and get moving? Why are they just giving a lip service to Jesus? That's what they did in the Old Testament. Jesus said, I'm tired of hearing your talk. Let's see your action. See? There's no action. There's no change. There's nothing different. It's just the same old life. And devil to keep them paralyzed, to keep them where they want them, and nothing ever changes. I mean, the darkness has them, and they aren't moving. They're stagnant, stymied by the darkness. The demons of triumph, I mean, they are stagnant believers. Don't be a stagnant believer, okay? We're not a stagnant pond, okay? We're in the river of the Lord, and the river runs, and we feed on Jesus. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Branches have movement. They bear fruit. They grow. They don't just hang on the tree like some dead thing. No, if they're connected to a living tree, they're going to keep growing. They're going to keep producing. And the fruit comes from the Holy Spirit. We produce the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith. And against such, and I didn't quote them all, but, yeah, that's a bunch of them. So wake up. There's more to Christianity than this. Don't fall under a demonic stupor. We see a lot of people that have fallen under the demonic stupor, and we look at them and we say, what is going on here? You are a brother or sister in God, and you're under this demonic stupor? Really? What's happened to your mind? Yes, a demonic stupor. Easy for this to take place if you're not actually guarding your mind. If you're not actually guarding your mind, no wonder you've fallen into a demonic stupor. This is where many believers are today. I mean, just going through life, stagnant streams or a stagnant pond, which is full of devils who have gained control through negligence of their walk. They neglected their spiritual life. They neglected their walk with Jesus in the neglect of his word. So where is your fire today? Where is the zeal of God in your life? Where is the moving of the Holy Spirit in your life? Stir yourself up in the Holy Spirit. In God, there is always much more, so much more, more life, more Jesus, more to life than spiritual stagnation. Has that spiritual stagnation been allowed to slip into your life? What are you doing? I want to challenge you to stay spiritually alive. Don't let that death slip in there, into the mind. Okay? You know, there are three important times that you can witness. When you sense a prompting by the Spirit of the Lord to say something, that's one time. Another time, it just happens. It's a divine appointment, spontaneous. You just start to end up speaking. That's right. You just end up speaking. Also, when you sense it's right, that's another time, too. That's three times that you should witness, you should share. I mean, it just, you know, needs to take place. And just, it's not up to you to save them. The Holy Spirit does that. But, you know, the Holy Spirit, that's the convicting of the Spirit, the convicting of the heart, the convicting of their mind. But you have to speak a word so that the Holy Spirit has something to work with. So people with a head knowledge faith seldom do anything. Why? Because they don't really believe God. Head knowledge faith is not a faith, right? Well, how do I win a person to Jesus? Well, there are many ways to win a person to Jesus. Like on your job, you could begin to drop some holy bombs on them, right? You can begin to share Jesus with somebody. You know, people are always complaining about something, right? Next time you hear somebody say, well, I got a son on drugs. Well, this is your opportunity. Well, can I pray with you? Or I've got a sore throat. I'm sick today. I don't feel good. Can I pray with you? I believe God has the answer to your problem. And Jesus loves to minister to unbelievers and get them to where they, when it's concerned coming to him. Well, I've got money problems. Well, can I pray with you about your money problem? You know, Jesus has an answer to that money problem. Jesus can provide for you when it seems like there's just no way you're going to get by. And a lot of believers don't even believe that, but, you know, I believe that. Jesus takes care of us. He proved himself over and over that he'll take care of us. I've lived through times when I had nothing, and God brought something, right? So many times when I've had nothing or little or very little, and he provided. You're able to pay the bills, you're able to pay them, and God came through. See? So I know God the will, and I know that he does because I've proven his word over and over throughout, you know, all these years as Christianity and believing him. But, yeah, people always, you know, will share something. You get them talking, they'll share something, and you'll have an opportunity. It's just whether you take it or not. And I know we've all missed opportunities. Don't beat yourself up because you missed an opportunity, okay? Just look for the next one and pray that you'll be bold enough to speak up with the next one. Another thing you can do is use the word of knowledge by the Holy Spirit. If you can hear from God about what's going on in their life, just if you tell them, man, you've got your attention then. The times when I've told people about their lives, that what the Holy Spirit told me, I had their complete attention. They were ready to listen to anything about Jesus, somebody that knew all about their lives. Remember, Jesus sat at the well, told this woman all about her life. right? And she just, boy, she listened, man. I tell you, you got my attention, Jesus. I'm listening. And then she went back to the city and told the men of the city, the people of the city, that, man, come see a man who told me all about myself, all that I've ever done. He told me, and he doesn't even know me. But, yeah, the word. So the Lord knows all of us, everybody, so, you know, it's not any big deal for him to give us a word of knowledge about somebody else's life, and we get their attention, then we can pray for them and share Jesus with them and get them saved. Also, be creative. Take a neighbor a cake or some food or help them fix their car or clean their house. Or, you know, love shown wins people to Jesus. You tell them that, yeah, I just want to do this, to bless you because of Jesus is in me and Jesus loved you. And once you've made a friend by sharing love, then tell them about Jesus, take them to church with you, whatever it is. I mean, it may take some time, but, you know, we've got time to invest for the King and the kingdom, right? That's what we're here for, to be a shining light in darkness. And if someone's sick, they tell you they're sick. If pray for them. If they tell you they're having marriage problems, tell them Jesus can fix, and then pray with them about it. In other words, find a need and let Jesus meet that need and lead them to the Lord. I mean, this one of the keys to effective witnesses is to find a need in a person's life and use that need to lead them to Christ by him meeting that need. See? Amen. Jesus will do it because he loves to minister that way. He's just looking for a vessel who will let him do it that way. And, of course, always you can quote a scripture. I mean, that's important. It's always important. I mean, it doesn't have to be read out. You don't have to get out a 10-pound Bible and get it out and start reading it to him. No, you can quote a scripture. That's why it's good to have some scriptures memorized. Even if it's just five scriptures, you could at least quote those five scriptures to him. And what does the Bible say about the Word of God? In Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. So, hey, if you speak that word, it's gonna accomplish what it's sent out to do, right? If you just quote it, that's fine, okay? But always have a scripture when you're sharing with somebody, right? Amen. You should have scripture in you. Even if you just remember five scriptures, that's better than no scriptures, right? Amen. I've been memorizing scriptures all throughout my Christian life. I think I just know a lot of the word just by thinking about it. The different scriptures come to my mind. I don't always get it exact because I may not have the exact memory. Because anyway, still have it in there. Praise God. Everyone. The exact wording, I meant to say. Everyone has been touched and troubled by devils. Everybody in this world. We got to recognize that. There's nobody that out there that is exempt from the devil. Even his own pawns. That's right. Even those who belong fully to the devil, they are troubled by the devil. Because the devil doesn't love anybody. He hates mankind. And yeah, he'll use them for his own devious, dark agenda, but he doesn't love anybody. He doesn't have true love in him anymore. Remember, he's in darkness. So everybody needs a touch from Jesus. If they've all been touched by devils, then everyone needs a touch from the Lord. Everyone needs a deliverance. Everyone needs a healing. Everyone needs a manifestation of the Lord. And only Jesus can bring real change and real deliverance from the darkness. Only Jesus, right? And we have Jesus where? Inside of us. And we carry Jesus around with us. And we've got the power. We've got the authority. Do you have the confidence to use your power and authority? You know, people need to come to the place that they hate the darkness, the evil in their lives and in the world. The Bible clearly tells us to hate evil. Are you hating evil today, or do you love to get in bed with evil? Some Christians are in bed with evil right now. They're partaking of the evil, dark thing, and they just, you know, they're addicted to the darkness. That's right, and that's a sad thing to see when we see Christians addicted to the darkness. Yeah, it's a sad thing to see when you get addicted to death when you could be living in the life of God all the time. Where are you today? Are you still infatuated with the darkness, with the sin, with the devils in disguise? How about porn? Does porn control you? It controls a lot of believers today. They're addicted to porn. They're addicted to sin. They're addicted to unclean sexual things. And we see a deluge of sexual spirits upon the nation with the LGBTQ agenda and the liberal agenda where just anything goes, and they're wanting to legalize prostitution and all these things. Many people are controlled by pornography. Many people are controlled by lust. It'll paralyze a person's progressive walk with Jesus and become a personal bondage if a person doesn't get out of agreement with pornography, with lust, sexual sin, fornication, adultery, and get some deliverance. I know some people who are in bondage to it. To this day, they now live in a deception because they have bought into the darkness and believed the lie. I remember I worked with a man one time who claimed he was a Christian and talked some of the talk of Christianity until he started talking what was really in him and what had built a stronghold. He was married, but all he could talk about at work was having multiple wives. He said David had multiple wives, and many of the Old Testament Bible characters he would talk of and justify his sin. Yeah, deception, deception, deception. I wonder why his poor wife thought of his plan for multiple partners. My, sad to see that situation. I knew another man who traveled and had women in many, many cities and many states, and yet he was married. And his dear wife had no idea what he was up to and how he was going around and had all these different women. When he'd go to different towns to work his job, and he'd be with that woman. A different town, he'd be with another woman. And different state, he'd be with another woman. He had so many out there, I don't know how he kept up with them all. And I confronted him because I found out what he was up to, and confronted him and told him of his need to repent and get delivered, but he rejected my counsel. And as far as I know, he remains in bondage to this day, even though that particular wife ultimately found out and divorced him as well. Yeah. It's sad to see the bondage that people are in. I mean, we must be bold to expose the darkness, and because the darkness is abounding, and the Bible said we can shout it from the sin from the rooftop. We can be bold and be unashamed and not try to hide these things and sweep them under the rug. You know, we must not be afraid or intimidated by devils. You know, so many people get afraid and intimidated. You know, they just get intimidated because the strong devils are dwelling in somebody, right? So they don't want to say nothing. They don't want to be bold. They don't want to share anything because they're intimidated by the demons and people. You got to realize that it's mostly the demons and people that intimidate people. It's not the people themselves, but it's the demons that the people are in agreement with that have control in their lives. And so if you're being intimidated by a particular person, then you know that there are probably demons in there that are intimidating you. Mm-hmm. And you can start binding those demons if you're being intimidated that way, if you have to be around them. See? That's right. That's right. So to lead a person to Jesus, ask them if they believe in Jesus. Do you believe he's alive today and cares about you and personally, and that he is God? Use Romans 10:9-10 if you want to lead him to Jesus. That's always a good scripture to use for salvation. That if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It say might be saved, said shall be saved. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. Amen. Amen. So have them pray on their own, and then you lead them in a prayer such as, Jesus, I believe in you. I made a mess of my life. I ask you to forgive me all my sins, to wash me clean in your blood. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I confess you now as my Lord and Savior, and I confess that you are God, and I thank you for saving me and making me brand new. And I, from this day forward, I give my life to you, Lord. It's yours. Amen. Just a prayer like that. And now that you have led them to Jesus, then take them under your wing, or if you don't live there or something, then tell them where they can go to get more. Right? That's right. Have a Bible study with them. Disciple them, and so that they won't slip away, because many of the new ones slip away, because you know the parable of the sower. Yeah, some fall to and are consumed by the birds, right? The demons. They consume the word. They don't continue on. Right? When one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. Matthew 13. The parable of the sower, see? That which was sown in his heart, this is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed in stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath no root in himself, but endureth for a while. But when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by, see, why does persecution arise? Because of the word. And by he is offended, and he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But here's the one which we all want to be and are. But he that receiveth the seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, by the Holy Spirit, of course, right, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So there you see, some are just not going to go on with the Lord. That's why we need to get them in a position where there's every hope that they will go on with the Lord. So many come to Christ, but they have no follow-up, so they immediately slip back into the world and its ways. And finally, you know, you realize, too, you can't win everybody to Jesus, but you can win some. Amen. You might just win one, but, you know, in winning one, what does that do? The angels of heaven rejoice for every person who comes in. So we need to be led of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, folks, we need to let the Holy Spirit lead us day by day, because there are opportunities that are out there, and many times we are just so spiritually dull of hearing that we don't even see it. We don't even see it. Isaiah 30:21, and thine ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. And see, this is true not just of winning people to Jesus, but, you know, the Lord wants to speak to you daily in your life. And when you start to go the wrong way, he wants to say, wait a minute, hey, this is the way. Walk ye in this way. You're going the wrong direction. You're listening to the wrong voices. You're walking off in the wrong direction. Listen, you'll hear the word behind you. Listen, oh, there's something speaking behind me. Whoa, have I heard that or not? No, I haven't been listening. Forgive me, Lord. I'll listen to your voice, Lord. Amen. Amen. Listen to the voice. Yes. And, of course, you know, every person that comes to the Lord, we have great rewards in heaven. I mean, the righteous are called to be bold as a lion. And where is that holy boldness in manifestation today? How many know the early church was bold? And they were being persecuted, too, for being bold. Because Satan don't like boldness. He wants to keep you stifled, beat down, your head to the ground, too many problems to even think of sharing Jesus with anybody. Amen? See, the problem is too many are intimidated by the darkness in people. See, the demons in people, they're intimidated by those demons, and they're not going to say anything. They're not going to share anything. They're not going to even do anything. I mean, they're bound by the fear of man. Therefore, they are snared in that continual trap, because the Bible says the fear of man is a snare, a trap, a bondage. And when we let that spirit rule us to any degree, we're in a demonic trap. We are stuck. How many are in that kind of demon trap today? Well, I think there's a lot. Some Christians keep that demon all their lives, snared by the fear of man in that demonic trap, right? Well, they have a people-pleasing spirit. They have a place where they just don't want to hurt anybody's feeling. They don't want to make anybody mad at them. And yeah, well, what are you going to do? Send them to hell number two, hell number three? I mean, well, I'm afraid I'll offend them. Well, they're already going to hell. What are you going to do? It's better that you say something than you say nothing. I mean, as long as you know, the Lord doesn't say don't say anything. I mean, sometimes it's just throwing your pearls before the swine. And some people you don't have a need to share Jesus with, because they're not going to receive. They'll just turn around and rend you, attack you, in other words, because they're not going to receive anything, or they're not in a position at that point in life to do that. But some, you know, they're snared by the fear of men. Other people have other kinds of fear. I mean, there's so many people controlled by so many different fears. Fear of the future. Yeah, fear of return, you know, venturing out too far from home. Fear of being, you know, some people don't want to leave their town. They're just afraid. The demons have them snared because, you know, something may have happened in the past when they were in another place, and now, oh, I can't leave my town. Something will happen again to me. I mean, I've known people like that, a number of them, that would not venture out of their town, whatever the size of their town was. Some of them lived in bigger towns, and some of them lived in smaller towns that I've known over the years. That's more common than people think. You wouldn't think nothing of it, because you just go wherever you feel like going, because you don't have that demon. But the demons of fear are very paralyzing demons, right? Fear of being mugged or robbed, fear of accidents, fear of what people think of them. As we mentioned, the darkness is loaded with fears. When you're dealing with the darkness, you know that there is fear there. And fear will attempt in one form or another to sneak its way in to your life through all the wrangling and endless thoughts that are in your mind. Don't be surprised that there are fear thoughts intertwined in there too. Mm-hmm. That's right. They are there, whether you recognize them as such, because they can come in very subtly. They can sneak in very subtly and bring their thoughts with them, and you will not recognize the spirit of fear behind it. That's right. Control is managed by devils who dump loads of fear on people and are able to manage much of humanity by fear. I mean, look at the COVID. How many Christian pastors, and I'm not against godly pastors. I'm for godly pastors. I am a pastor, you know, and there are a lot of godly pastors that are men of God and people of God that are serving the Lord and giving the best that they can to people. But there are also many pastors that are just plain ignorant where the COVID was concerned. And they prayed that God would send a vaccine. And when the vaccine came, what did they do? They promoted it to their congregation. Right? And the people took it because pastor said it was good to take, you know. Pastor said it was good that I should get the vaccine. It's a gift from God. No, it was a gift from Satan. Now the people who've had it, their immune systems, from what I understand, are destroyed. And they're having problems with their circulation. They're having problems with their heart. They're having problems with myocarditis and all kind of things. And they're falling out dead. They're collapsing. They're dying. And then when the people open them up and they embalm them, they find these hard things all in their body. I've seen the pictures of this stuff. And yet, well, my pastor said it was something I should take. And he said it was a gift from God. I've heard pastors say it, you know. I've heard it on TV and radio. Yeah. And I'm just telling you, you know, pastors, you're accountable. You don't need to be saying something that you haven't investigated. You know, look out. What is going on? You know, how is it that the devil is so in the Christians because they're so ignorant? They're so ignorant in so many areas. I mean, how many churches are preaching the deliverance message? I mean, they don't want to preach the deliverance message because why? We don't want to take the time to deal with devils. But people are going to deal with devils regardless. I mean, listen, the devils are destroying people's lives. The devils are hurting people. Someone was telling me just this week about how that, you know, they had those table saws cut their hand right up between their thumb and their forefinger, and it went right up their hand. And I mean, you think that just happened for no reason? You think that the devil didn't want to just sit there and have a laughing party and sit back with glee as they had a blood sacrifice to Satan because of an accident that they caused? Things don't just happen for no reason. And yeah, they got, you know, a surgeon, you know, fixed them and, you know, put things back together. I remember another brother, he had a power saw, cut his finger off. It was just hanging by a little thread of skin, and I had to take him to the hospital. And he was using a borrowed saw from somebody who was definitely cursed, definitely operating in witchcraft, yet they call themselves a Christian. It's a tragic thing. Tragic thing. And they don't just happen for no reason. Things that happen in life, you'll be, oh, well, just whatever will be, you know, that's just life. And no, it's just demons. It's just the work of darkness. And you're living in a dark world, and we need to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus every day. And we need to station the angels of the Lord round about us. And we need to cover our families with the blood of Jesus. And we need to take anointing oil with us and anoint our property, our cars, whatever belongs to us, our washing machine, our dryers, and yes, our power equipment even. Yeah, because we are in a spiritual battle. We're living in a world of darkness. We're living in Satan is the god of that world. And so the darkness is loaded with fears. And this COVID, how many Christians were so afraid and they took the jab and now they suffer? How many now, even out of fear still, wear a mask? Or a worthless mask, by the way, because it's been proven that the masks do literally no good. And then they get every booster that comes along, that every booster suggested, well, you better get your COVID booster shot now. At some point, Christians need to stop being afraid and just believe God. When are we going to just believe God? Jesus said he is the great physician. Why do we go to accursed places to look for some kind of treatment when we could be going to Jesus for wisdom and understanding and healing and deliverance? Now, I realize that if you do have a demonic accident where you break your arm or you cut open your hand like that person did with the table saw, I mean, you've got to go somewhere and get that taken care of, right? And you just cover yourself with the blood of Jesus when you go in there. And you station the angels of the Lord all around you in that room that you're in if you have to go in those places. And you just speak the favor of God on yourself, as it says. He compasses you with favor as with a shield. There's a shield of protection that we can incorporate into our lives when we face situations that we don't like to be in there, for what reason ever it happened in the first place. That's right. Well, we've got to believe God, people. I mean, what if you can't even go to one of those places? Then you got to get out of the fear of man. You got to get out of the control of the propaganda machine of darkness Satan's propaganda machine, of which he uses through advertising and MSM and all the different ways that he gets his propaganda out and lays it into the mind of people, and they're scared to go outside of what they've been propagandized into. But see, we're outside of it already. We're not of this world. We are of the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of darkness. So why should we think as those that are of the kingdom of darkness? Why should we let our lives be ruled by what they let their lives be ruled by? What are we doing when we subject ourselves to that kind of a mentality, the mentality of darkness? What are we apt to be picking up when the mentality of darkness, we're apt to be picking up demons of darkness, right? Of course we are. Right. So why would we want to come to the level when Jesus says, come ye out from among them and touch not the unclean thing? Why are we partaking at the table of devils when we should be eating at the Lord's table? See? What we have no part with wickedness. We have no part with their table of darkness. But why do so many Christians want to fit in so bad to the table of darkness? Why do they want to eat at the table of darkness, of demons, of devils, and eat at the table of devils? No. No, thank you. You got to get out of the fear of man. You got to just believe God and be bold. And let Jesus live his life through you. You know, Jesus, the devil used people to promote the fears of man in many, many forms. That's right. Even using preachers, even using ignorant people teaching the Bible in ways that are not accurate. See, COVID was also a fear of man devil. I mean, oh man, the pressure was on. Wear a mask. The pressure was on. Get the jab. Do this. Do that. Shut your business down. Stay inside. Don't go to church. Churches still haven't recovered to the attendance levels that they had. See, devil, this was an attack on the church, right? This was an attack. They haven't recovered their attendance that they had before this manifestation of darkness through the COVID thing. There are many devils of the fear of man, and for most, this is a big one to conquer. But you know what? You can do all things through Jesus Christ. You can conquer the fear of man. You can overcome the fear of man. You can overcome fears of any kind through Christ Jesus. You may have to cast a bunch of demons out of yourself. But it can. You can war against this fear and any other fears that hinder and sabotage you. You can overcome the darknesses of this world. Okay? You can do it. God made a way for us to live here victoriously. He said to fight the good fight of faith. Right. Jesus in me overcomes this world and the darkness of this world. Okay? So, I mean, you got to know it. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I commit myself to him, right? And I submit myself to him. And I yield myself to him. And I'm in agreement with him, right? We have to confess that. We have to believe that. Amen? He said, I got to set myself in agreement with the word of God. I'm not going to agree with the world. I'm going to agree with the word. Look where agreeing with the world got me so far when I used to agree with it totally. Where did it get you? More pain, more sorrow, more misery, more destruction, more stealing from you. Hi. Where's your passion? Get your passion restored tonight. The simplest person with passion is more persuasive than the most eloquent person without passion. See, you, it doesn't matter how eloquent we are. It matters if we're passionate about Jesus, if we're passionate with knowing him and that we do know him and that we're bold with, you know, in our Savior Jesus. I mean, are you passionate? Do you have zeal? God wants to make you a pillar, unmovable, with full authority and power today. You know, something that is a pillar in God's temple can never be removed. See? Revelation 3:12, see? You will never go out from among being God's special redeemed race forever. Oh, yeah. That's right. We used to be the devils, but now we receive the Lord and the name of God to be our name written on us. And he gives us a new name, too, and means that what his is ours, too. He said we're joint heirs with Christ, the name of the new Jerusalem, it's ours, the new name of Christ. And by receiving these new names, we are partakers of all that Jesus has and belongs to him, the family of God we are truly right now. And the Bible says we're sitting in heavenly places and that we will sit with Christ and the Father in their thrones to rule forever and ever throughout even over the entire universe, never to end. Not to just sit beside his throne, but to sit in his throne forever, it says in the Word in Revelation 3:21. Oh, man, that means he shares all that he has with us. Why would he do that? With people who used to be sinners and who are now made saints, why would he do such a wonderful thing? Isn't that an awesome, amazing thing to give thanks for? All of his power, all of his authority. Now, in light of all that God has given to us as overcomers, you know, what is there to sell out for in this world? A flash in the pan sin experience like so many do, 30 minutes of sex in the bed, I mean, really? Or wherever, the car seat. You're going to sell out for that? For wealth and money and fame and fortune? I mean, for a little bit of that? Look at the people who've had it. It didn't do much for them. Just build them up in pride. We have truly a high and holy calling from above, folks, the heavenly calling of God through Christ Jesus. The world has nothing to offer that even compares to this. Nothing. Nothing. I mean, look at these people of the WEF thinking that they're going to say that there is no God, that they're the gods, you know. No, come on. You people are crumbling to the ground. You people are going to fall like dominoes. Your God, the devil, will never stand. He will be destroyed, and he will be cast into darkness forever. And, right, he'll be turned into hell. He'll be turned into the outer darkness, and he'll be separated from God into the pit forever. I mean, oh, man. I wouldn't want to be on his side. I wouldn't want to be a member of those people that are like that. I wouldn't want to sit in their shoes today. And a lot of them, they've made, you know, they're worshiping Lucifer. They're worshiping Satan. Their God is the devil. And he's a false god because he's no god at all. He was just a fallen angel. And yet they think that, you know, they're going to be okay if they follow Lucifer. He's just using them as pawns. He has no love or care for them. He doesn't care about them. Amen. Doesn't care at all. So we are the righteous, and we are going to be with our Lord and Savior forever. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you have so much to be thankful for. I hope you've been giving thanks this week and every week. We are so blessed, folks. We've been given so much, but even if you're not living it, it doesn't mean you don't have it. Maybe one of these days you'll start living like who you really are and start partaking of all the blessings of the Lord. But even if you've just partaken of some of them, that's way more than the lost people are able to partake of. They can't get those blessings unless they come to Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for given us appointments where we can share Jesus with somebody, and we can pray for some lost person. We can be bold as a lion. We can deal with those demons in the battle for the mind and put them out. Yeah, put them back out into the dark. Let them dwell out there in that miserable darkness in Jesus' name. But we thank you that you brought us into the light. And you're going to keep us there. You're able to keep us until your return, Father, and you will do it, Father. We thank you. You will keep your children, your precious ones. And Lord, that we're going to be with you forever. We praise you for that. We praise you for the word tonight. We thank you for speaking to people, ministering to them, blessing them with your word, Father, and just calling them to keep growing in grace, Father, every day, that we just continue to grow in grace and truth and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. We praise you tonight, worship you, and honor you today in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen. All right, we'll be right back in a few minutes here, and then we will do some deliverance for a while. And anything else the Lord has for us tonight, we'll do that too, and enjoy this little time we have left together as we rejoice in the Lord. Right now, we're rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. Are you rejoicing? Praise you, Jesus. I'm rejoicing. Ask God to forgive you for just being cold in your walk and giving in to fear and say, no more fear. I'm not going to let you dominate me anymore. Just let him know you're not going to do it anymore. Amen. Amen. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse you and stand strong in Jesus.
Okay.
His voice we shall hear. The still, small voice of the Lord. Are you listening to the voice of the Lord? Are you listening for the voice of the Lord? You put yourself in a position to hear the voice of the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. You got to put yourself in a position to hear. Hear with your spirit. Amen? God is talking, but how many are listening, right? It's a lot of time it goes right over our head. We miss it altogether because we're not in position to hear. But he do want to speak. Amen? He does want to speak to us. Really, more than you realize, he does and he will. All right, so let's do a little bit of deliverance here this Thanksgiving weekend and get rid of this fear. If you've got some fear ministering to you, we want to address it tonight. I bind you, spirits of fear. We serve you notice that you have to go in Jesus' name because people don't want you anymore. You've been discovered, uncovered, hidden away within the mind, doing your wicked work. And we rebuke you in Jesus' name. And we command you to begin to come up on the surface and come up to the surface and come out now in the name of Jesus, that spirit of fear of man. Fear of man. We break the trap that you've kept people in through the fear of man that brought a snare with it and trapped a bunch of people with the fear of man. We rebuke the fear of man spirit. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. We break the curse of the fear of man over you. Now come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, that fear of man. Fear of speaking out and speaking up. All that fear of man, you've got to go in the name of Jesus right now. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, come out. Fear of man. We break you out of that trap, and we command that spirit to go. Come out, 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 in Jesus' name, the fear of man. We break the trap. We cancel that trap. We cancel your control, fear of man. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Fear of people, come out. Fear of what people think, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Fear of being, talking to people and sharing Jesus with people, that intimidation spirit. We bind that as being intimidated, and any intimidation spirit that you have within you, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Fear of the future, fear of what's going down and happening in the earth. Come out. Fear of what it's going to be like 5 years from now, 2 years from now, 1 year from now. Come out. 1 month from now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. The fear of the future. Come out. We break the power of that fear. Come out in Jesus' name right now. All that fear of the future. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Fear of sharing Jesus with people, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Fear of being bold and sharing Jesus, sharing the Lord with people, come out. In Jesus' name, come out, 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 out of there. All the way out of there, come out. That fear of sharing Jesus. Oh, I don't know what I'd say. I don't. Well, you know, the Bible said, "Don't think about what you're going to say. You'll be given what you need to say in the time that you have to say." Just start opening your mouth, and guess what? Jesus will be there, and he will share through you. Keep coming out of there all the time. I mean, there are many times I went out witnessing, sharing Jesus with people. I didn't know what I was going to say, and that old fear man would try to tempt me, but I said no in Jesus' name, and I just start speaking and. He would come out. Amen. He would come out, and he would say what he wants to say. But you got to let him do it. Amen. It'll be given you in that hour, in that time, when you need it. Amen. Keep coming out of there, all the way out. Fear of sharing Jesus with somebody. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break the demon's dominion over your mind right now. We break their control over your mind. We break their domination over your mind. You come out of the mind. Those control the mind spirits. You come out. Control the mind spirits. I bind you. Come out. They're controlling the mind. Come out. 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 Controlling the mind, spirits, I bind you. You come out of there all the way out, up and out. Control the mind, spirits, I bind and break your hold over people. You got to go all the way out, all the way up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. We break your control over people's minds. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Fear of the dark, you come out. Fear of the dark, I bind that fear of the dark. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Fear of nightmares, come out. We command a nightmare spirit to come out. Spirit of horror, spirit of nightmares, come out. Fear of having bad dreams, fear of nightmares, come out, 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 come out. Fear of having an accident, come out. Fear of an accident, come out. In Jesus' name, come out, 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 come out. Fear of accidents, go. In the name of Jesus, fear of having an accident. All the way out. Come out of there. Come on. All the way out. Fear of accidents. Come out. Jesus' name. Go, go. Fear of leaving your town. Fear of traveling. Fear of going somewhere besides your town or your city. Come out. Come out. Out, 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 out of there. In the name of Jesus, we break that curse over you. We break that paralyzing spirit that tries to keep you bound to your own place, that you're afraid to venture out and go to another city, another town. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out. The devil is a liar. Whatever he's told you about going somewhere is a lie, okay? And a half-truth, if it has any truth in it at all. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. All the way up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That fear, that paralyzing fear, come out, come out. Fear of monsters, come out. Fear of monsters, something going to get you, something under your bed. I've ministered to adults that were afraid of it was something under their bed. And they were adults. I mean, yeah, there's nothing under their bed except the demon, right? And so you're afraid that something kind of under the bed, it paralyzes you at night, that something's hiding under your bed and going to come out and get you. Come on. Come out of there. Fear that something under the bed is going to get you. Come out. All the way out. Fear of monsters. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Fear of demons. Come out. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. Haven't you seen demons show up? Haven't you felt their presence? I mean, it's not a pleasant feeling to feel their presence. That's why I rebuke them if they ever come in there, come around, you know. But I don't like the feeling that demons give when they try to come in a room and you get that fear, that death and darkness coming in. And no wonder it makes a lot of people's hair stand on end, because, you know, you'd be faced with something that's pure evil, that's right out of death and darkness. And yeah, but you could rebuke it and command it to go. You don't have to put up with it coming into your room and being there. Come out of there. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out. Come on. Keep coming out. Fear of being rejected. Come out. Come on. All the way out. Fear of trusting people. Come out. 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 Take a deep breath. Blow it out. All the way out. Blow it out. Just let it go. All the way out. Fear of being rejected. Come out. Fear of trusting people. Come out. Come out. Out, 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 out of there. All the way up out of there. Come out. 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 All the way out. Fear of children. Some people are afraid of children. Come out. 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 Come out of there. Some people are intolerant of children. You come out, that intolerance of children. You come out, too. Come out. 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 Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Keep going. All the way out. All the way up out of there. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. All those fears. Fear of being alone. Come out. Come out. Fear of being alone. Come out in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Up out of there. Fear of being alone. Spirit of abandonment. Feeling abandoned. Come out. We break that curse of abandonment. Come out. 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 In the name of Jesus right now. Fear of abandonment. All the way out. all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Fear of your mother or your dad. Come out. All the way out. Fear of the bullies in life. Fear of bullies. Come out. All the way out. People who bully you. Fear of them. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Come 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 out. All the way out. All the way. Keep moving up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Keep moving up out of there. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, we command a hold it in spirit to come out. You're holding everything in. You're not releasing things. You're just ready to explode because you've been holding it all in. Come out that hold it in spirit. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Holding it in, spirit. I break that curse. I'm holding it all in. Don't release it. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. All the way out. Let it go. Up and out of there. Yawn it out. Cough it out. Burp it out. Let it go. Breathe it out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Spirit, come out through the air. Coughing, sighing, burping, yawning, screaming. Let them go. All the way out. All the way out of there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, go. The spirit of stress. Come out. Spirit of stress. Spirit of being overwhelmed. You come out. Oh, I'm just so overwhelmed. Well, you're speaking that spirit, the right to stay there. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. I'm so overwhelmed. Oh, yeah, you come out of there, that overwhelmed spirit, trying to overwhelm you with difficulty, with stress and anxiety and troubling you. Come out, that overwhelmed spirit. You loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. That overwhelmed spirit, that anxiousness, come out. Be anxious for nothing, the Bible says. All that spirit of anxiousness, come out. Come out. Come out now. Move in Jesus' name. Move up out of there. All the way out. All the way out. And I cast these spirits, some of these I cast out of a woman who was a pastor's wife, you know. Yeah. Hey, people have demons, whether they're in the ministry or out of the ministry. If you've never had deliverance, I remember I was doing some of these spirits on a pastor's wife one time. And she's getting a lot of deliverance, praise God. So keep coming out. Well, let's deal with the other things here that we talked about tonight. But let's get with the stress, all the stress and anxiety. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Brain fog, mental fog, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, brain fog, mental fog, go in the name of Jesus right now. Go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way, all the way, all the way. Come out in Jesus' name, mental fog, brain fog, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, up and out of there in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Cough them up out of there. Let them go. Take a few coughs. Get those things moving out. All the way out in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out of there. The blood of Jesus is against these spirits. You have to go. Spirit of nightmares, come out, come out, come out. Bad dream, nightmares, come out. Terror by night, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, the terror by night. Go, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Come out of there, up and out. Keep moving out, keep moving all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way out of there, in Jesus' name. Go. Go. You might get some phlegm coming up out of your throat. Let it, just spit it out. Let it go. Get it out of there, all the way out. That phlegm is a manifestation of the demon going. Let it go, all the way out. All the way out. Go. In the name of Jesus, go. Keep coming. All the way up out of there. You ever played read the horoscope? We command that to go right now. Spirit of the horoscope. Come out in the name of Jesus. You ever astral projected? This astral projection, we break that curse. Been in a trance, come out. All the way out. Trance spirits, come out. Hypnotized, come out. Hypnotism, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, you have to go all the way out. All the way out, all the way out. Go, come out, come out. Come out all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Keep going. All the way out of there. All the way. Ouija board. If you ever played the Ouija board, we break that curse over you. Command it to come out. Come out. Come out. Spirit of the Ouija board. Come out. Come out. Occult spirit from playing the Ouija board. Come out. Come out of there. I bind you. Come out. We break the family curse of cancers over you. Come out. That cancer curse. Come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way up, out of there, up and out, come 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 out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there, in Jesus' name, yeah, keep coming out. I remember a lady we ministered to had a spirit guide called Smokey. His name was Smokey. It would talk to her, be her spirit guide. We had to cast it out, deal with it, and she had to turn from that and reject it. But I get rid of any spirit guide that you've ever had. If you are speaking to imaginable people or imaginable beings when you were little, we break that curse over you and command those spirits of imaginary people, imaginary beings to come out too. If you ever talked and had conversations with them, spirit guides, imaginary people, come out, 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 out of there, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, up and out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out from, yeah, that's really dabbling in the occult when you have a spirit guide. And when you have talked to imaginary beings, and yeah, people take acid and they have little beings and they have conversations with these, you know, LSD, it opens you up to that demonic spirit realm, and where you're very aware of the demons, and you may not see them as demons, but you will see little beings and they will converse with you, and they're demons, okay? They're deceptive demons. They will deceive you. Yeah, I tell you what, I would want to open myself up to that, but a lot of people do. They think that it's okay, and it's not okay. It's opening up to demons, and you need to get deliverance when you've been opened up to demons that way. Amen. So keep coming out. Sexual sin now. We deal with the pornography. Come out. All that pornography, come out. I bind you right now. The porno spirit, addiction to pornography, come out right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Up and out. Pornography, go. In the name of Jesus, right now, loose them and let them go. All that pornography, come out of there, up and out. Go, 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 go. All this sexual perversion, too, come out. Come out, come out. See, pornography messes men up. I mean, really. And it messes women up that indulge in it as well. They just don't enjoy the marriage bed like they should because they've been messed with by those pornography spirits. And it's not healthy for them. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All that pornography spirit, all that lust spirit, all that fornicating spirit. Go. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the spirits of lust. Come out in the name of Jesus. All those spirits of lust. And you got to go right now. I bind you. Come out, lust. Come out, lust. Come out, lust. Come out, lust. Come out of there. Masturbation, too. Come out. Masturbating spirit. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Got to go, go, go. Move in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. All that masturbation. Go. Keep coming out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Move, 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 move. All that masturbation, go. All that sexual confusion, come out. All that sexual confusion, go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out. Yeah, a lot of sexual confusion has been released on the nation over the last number of years because of this LGBTQ thing that just releasing sexual confusion. What am I? What am I supposed to be? Am I male or female? So am I binary, non-binary? You know, it's just crazy, the demons that have been out there, the craziness, spirits that are out there right now just trying to get on people and confuse them sexually. You come out of there, sexual confusion of any kind, come out. All the way out, homosexual spirits, lesbian spirits, come out, sexual confusion, come out, gender confusion, come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there, move in Jesus' name, all that confusion, go in the name of Jesus, you have to go all the way out, all the way out. All the way out, come out, and impure thoughts, nasty thoughts, fantasy thoughts, come out, in Jesus' name, controlling the mind with the fantasy thoughts, come out, all the way out, go, all those fantasy thoughts, all those nasty thoughts, impure thoughts, come out, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, break your hold over people now, in the name of Jesus, all the way up out of there, go in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. All the way up out of there. Move. Out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go. All these sexually unclean spirits, these mind tormentors with sexual bondages, come out. All the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out all the way out. Up and out. Out. Up and out. Move in the name of Jesus right now. Go. All the way. Come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. I bind you that spirit of stupor, that sexual stupor that comes on people that are in bondage to these sexual spirits, that stupor spirit. Come out of there. It's like the mind has been glazed over with a stupor. Come out. All the way out. Come out of there. Up and out in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for these deliverances tonight. Ask you to seal this deliverance to the saints of God, to those who have received deliverance. And thank you for anybody who prayed the prayer to get born again tonight, too. Thank you for their salvation. Thanks for anybody who listens in the future and does that too as well. In Jesus' name, we ask you to seal this deliverance that people received and bless them with the grace to walk out deliverance and keep what they get and not be encumbered again with the yoke of bondage by the enemy, but they will prevail against all the power of the wicked one. And we worship you now, Father, in Jesus' name. We praise you for all your many blessings, all your precious gifts, all that you've done in our lives, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for giving us deliverance. Thank you for the children's bread. Thank you that we can come to you, Lord. Whenever we need help, you're there. Your very present help in trouble, you said. You're ever near to us, Lord. We praise you for that. Worship you for that. In Jesus' name. All right, folks, we love you. Appreciate you tuning today and being here. And we will see you back next Friday night. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I struggle to
Amen. The Bible says the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. You know, is that the case with the people of the world? They rage and they imagine a vain thing, and they take the vain things as truth, when the reality is it's a lie of the enemy. It's a deception of the enemy. But let's just abide in truth, folks. I mean, really, that's the key. It's just abiding and living in the truth. That'll get you through the darkest of times if you just stay in the truth and let the truth shine brightly in your life. I mean, don't let the darkness shine in. Let the truth shine. And Jesus will see you through. I know he will. He loves you so much. And I know there are many challenges in this life. And the Bible says in this world you will have tribulation. I mean, we're going to face some stuff. But the good thing is, he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And you just got to remember, where are you? Well, I'm in Christ Jesus, so where are you? If you're a believer, you're in Christ Jesus, and he's overcome the world. And we can overcome, you know, the attacks and the wiles of the devil and deception and all the lies by just abiding in him, and because he's overcome the world. And so we overcome the world too. Amen? Amen. Well, be encouraged today. And I hope that you did have a good Thanksgiving and that you're enjoying this. Some people have a long weekend off of work. So rest and enjoy Jesus and soak in the Word of God. All right. Well, good night. We love you. We thank you for tuning in. And the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again here. Bye-bye now. See you later.